Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest, Frankie Bechara of QB Construction, Inc. And we were talking about the expertise in the airport area and other facilities. Tell us what other airport projects and what other projects you QB has done under your ownership of Paul and yourself.
Well, actually, at by the end of 2006, 2007, they gave back the land from Ceiba, and the airport of Ceiba required some improvements. We were contacted by Port Authority. We went to
Is this part of Roosevelt Roads or this
Roosevelt
is
Roads.
Roosevelt? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They closed the Fajardo terminal and they moved it to Ceiba, allowing then a little bit of movement into the Ceiba area, improving some of the terminals, converting the terminal from a army military runway into a domestic passenger runway.
And you think that particular
going
public is going to work pretty well in Roosevelt Roads?
It is a step towards something that greater than for most sitting here. It needs a lot of a private investment, and I hope for the good of the area that something does happen. They have a great access to with a marina that was left, so there's a lot of opportunities there, and I hope that.
But from an airport point of view, you see that going to be working as something with a future.
Sure, it needs to go hand to hand.
From private
airplanes coming into new areas with still vicinity with Vieques and Culebra. There's only one room to go in that area that is just going up.
But because we were talking about the frustration I mentioned to you, Waleska Rivera, who I had in my guest, heads Danosa and is the president of the Manufacturers Association, and she was the daughter of a military person involved in the infrastructure of Aguadi, of Ramey. He apparently a real expert, and just how frustrating and sad it is for her, and it was for me, and it is for all Puerto Ricans who go there and see how it declined. I think you mentioned, I didn't realize it was that long, 1979.
I think the 1979 was
that turned it over. So, you know, talking 32 years, you know, more or less, 33 years.
And I had the opportunity to, when I was in high school, to actually go and play with Ramey when the high school was there still. We played golf over there and in the team. And I did how that has get deteriorated.
So maybe that's something. I mean, that airport is something that hopefully maybe you'll get involved with in the future.
Actually, it's the longest runway, airport runway. So it has a lot of capability to increase in the area of transports and commercial. Then again, the west area in Puerto Rico is beautiful. There's a lot of new tourism expansions in the area.
I agree with that. When I went to talking with Waleska, because I had not been to that area. I've been to La Parguera, but that north west corner,
Isabela,
Rincón and Isabela and Aguada, that beach is absolutely spectacular, and the potential that it has. I mean, it's just the most beautiful. The sunsets,
the
water,
the people are different.
They're
more relaxed. I don't know why.
Outside of San Juan, even, you know, I have my daughter in Ponce now studying, and I tell you, you know, you think Ponce is a city, you know, but the people in Ponce are different. I mean, they're much calmer, they're much friendlier. They you ask them for directions, they'll walk with you to show you where it is. It's you know, once you get out of San Juan, unfortunately,
the circle is a little greater.
But tell us about some of the other, you know, the other projects, the major projects that you've had since you started QB Construction. Then
I have to go back to give you a little history of what QB Construction how we started. QB Construction actually started on a venture of two great fathers, okay, my Luis Laverne, Paul's father, and my father, Francisco Kiko Bechara. Unfortunately, they both died in 2009 and 2010, a year apart from each other, basically. And that opened up some improvements, okay, or some new ideas for cubic construction to actually excel. We did all the management for American Airlines, and that's how the expertise come about for the airports and things like that. With Laverne, when he left at the Bird a long time ago, and he actually became the manager for the American Airlines at the hub in Puerto Rico, which created the control tower and on some other infrastructure work over the airport.
So he started with Beer Travel, and then he moved to run the terminal, and then developed, and then as in the construction area.
Yeah, and then Port Authority.
And when did he join with Kiko in terms of setting up the construction?
1987. In 1987, they joined, and they did Cuba Construction SE. They wanted to enjoy life, so they decided they wanted to retire early. So Paul and I basically took over and started being more hands-on in the administration, to a point in which and I've been advised to that we created a parallel company. This parallel company just grew side by side with SE, into the point that SE then was not doing any work, and Cuba Construction Inc. was the one that was doing all the work. That's how we come about in 2003. And until today, thank God.
And QB, when it starts, by coincidence, you win the bid for the Terminal A.
Terminal A, and then we go to Coliseum Tower, then we went to the condominiums was the moment. Everybody was doing condominiums. So either we move into the commercial, into residential, or if not, we were going to stay home, not doing much.
Right.
So we end up then starting doing some residential buildings. From that, we did Coliseum Tower, like I said, Aqua Blue, Metro Plaza, Metropolis, just to naming a few.
And the interest in the way the transition took place, I mean, your parents, your fathers, had decided that they want to phase out and studying different ways of doing it. The way you decided to do it is to set up a separate corporation that you and Paul own and take on the new projects under this new corporation. And your father's parents helped you.
Mentors
and all.
Cross-guarantee.
Initially cross-guarantee.
To a point where the heart of a construction company is the surety companies.
Right.
Okay, they become strength enough in the economics to allow you to excel by your own. And we did that very early. In the transition, and thank God, I have to say that we're being alone now for a while.
Yeah, you will. But the operation, once you start, the day-to-day operations were undertaken by you and Paul. I mean, your parents were not involved, and other than giving you any advice, but they didn't go to the meetings, they didn't do the negotiations for you, they didn't. You were the ones doing the day-to-day and all the operations.
And I have to say that we were doing it prior of opening Inc. We were already for a couple of years.
How old were you in that when in 2000 and 2009 when you start QV Construction Inc.?
We were 34, 35.
But
when my father actually told me that what it was his idea, I was like 33. It actually was the first time I saw a doctor.
You were stressed.
I visited the doctor because I was like, okay, I think I'm dying.
I'm not ready for this.
For the responsibilities. I'm glad that he did it like that. I believe that there's always there's something written up there, and I'm glad it was done like that because gave me the chance for me to look at him very closely to see how we worked, for me to be able to be here and try to fill some shoes.
Let's take a break and we'll come back in terms of the transition and the how devastating both deaths were and how you've come to grips with it. which is just, you know, I admire you for the resiliency that has demonstrated. I'm with Frankie Becerra of QB Construction. We'll be right back after this break.